just because someone says no, it doesn't mean a no. It means like no right now. So you gotta do your due diligence and follow up. You never know. They might have another open position in a month, in 3 months, and you just checking in, putting a reminder on your calendar, which is pretty easy, then you'll be able to find something.
Welcome to Security Cleared Jobs, Who's Hiring and How, the podcast for cleared professionals looking for new opportunities and career advice. We go behind the scenes with recruiters and hiring managers from leading cleared employers to uncover the information you need to make a smart career move. Get ready for insights from this week's guest and your hosts, Kathleen Smith and Rachel Bozeman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Security Cleared Jobs, Who's Hiring and How. I'm Kathleen. Welcome to the show. And always by my side, I have Rachel, my co-host. Rachel, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic and hope everyone out there in podcast land is equally as fantastic today.
So yes, today we have a fabulous guest, Navid Amaniku, who is the head of talent of Bay Systems Consulting Group in our studio. Navid, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Kathleen. It's nice meeting you and Rachel. I look forward to this podcast.
Well, we look very forward to learning a little bit more about you and a little bit more about all of the great positions that you're hiring for. So I think it's important to start at the beginning. That's a very good place to start. So we would love to hear a little bit about your career journey and how you ended up at Bay Systems Consulting.
Great question. So I graduated from San Francisco State University with a bachelor's in business administration. I got into recruiting around 2016. And from there, I just fell in love with it. In terms of selling, I've never been like the type to sell a product. But when I'm able to sell an opportunity to someone as a recruiter to a candidate, it just was very rewarding. And from 2016 up until 2021, I held like multiple positions, you know, with various organizations, from engineering to biotech to Fortune 500, just to name a few. One day on LinkedIn, I received an email from a recruiter at Bay Systems Consulting. And when I came and interviewed for the role, and they shared that we work with government, federal, educational, cybersecurity, and aerospace organizations, that was something new to me. And with me being a father of two little ones, I love seeing people open up to new areas and channels. So I just jumped into it and hit the ground running. And fast forward 2 years, I'm enjoying what I do.
So tell us a little bit more about Bay Systems Consulting. And as a company, what are some of the key focus areas that you work on?
Absolutely. So Bay Systems Consulting is an award-winning small business administration. We are a certified HubZone firm. We are a woman-owned company that provides advanced high-technology solutions for the aerospace, government, cybersecurity, and education defense industries since 2004, headquartered in Palo Alto. So we're a little south of San Francisco. We have about 150 to 200 employees nationwide. We're about a team of less than 10 in the office here, but we employ a lot of great, hardworking contractors, you know, teammates of ours, California, nearby states, Alabama, Maryland, and that's just to name a few. You know, we enjoy working with everyone, you know, nationwide.
Fantastic. Some great locations there. So in those locations, what type of cleared positions are you hiring for? And of those, are there any in particular that you've got the greatest need for?
Well, right now we are working on a lot of positions that require, you know, active seeker clearance. We have a high need for critical database managers, system administrators. We have a need for Windows administrators, a lot of IT positions, you know, Linux engineers, automation specialists, just to name a couple. We're also working on some financial and analyst work in the area of like configuration management, performance management analysts. Also, a little bit of like technical support. So operation support centers. So we're working on a lot of good positions, you know, right now.
What's interesting is not many people consider a government contract company being in, you know, California or headquartered in Palo Alto. And most of our listeners are from across the country. So in addition to California and Maryland, can you list some of the other locations of your positions?
So in terms of California, we have like basically all NASA sites, you know, nationwide. You know, we have some type of presence. So Alabama and Huntsville, right now it's Marshall Space Flight Center. I know in Texas, there's a couple of, you know, NASA sites that we're working from. Maryland, you know, it's Goddard Space Flight Center out there. In Southern California, there's a big presence at JPL ICE, Jet Propulsion Laboratory. So,
and also, we have that big question that everyone's talking about, hybrid or remote. Can you touch on if they're hybrid or remote at Base Systems?
Absolutely. In every single position, it differs. You know, it's not like up to us. It depends, you know, up on the hiring manager and the hiring team. From what I see, mainly the positions are on the hybrid side. Ideally, they would like to have, you know, someone that's more local to the market. Now, one thing I've seen over the past 2 years, no one's working on site 24/7, you know, unless you're on like the technical support hands-on side, but we really don't dabble in those positions so much. But I do see that employees do go to the office maybe once a week, maybe once a month. Sometimes they'll have an all hands meeting like every quarter. So it's always nice that we have candidates who are flexible, who are adaptable to what the situation calls for, you know? So my job as a recruiter, which is important, is to make sure that I'm giving them like a good work-life balance and to not really pressure them into something that they're not able to deliver and to communicate that to the hiring team. And we've done a good job at Base Systems to deliver that communication and kind of share if they need a certain duration to be remote, a certain duration that they want to come on site, you know, if they're traveling with the family and they can be on site for like 2 or 3 consecutive days versus to come in once every 2 or 3 months, you know? So we're here to think of solutions, you know, not ever to like focus on the problem.
Awesome. We were hoping that, you know, you could give a little bit of insight to some of the challenges or just maybe some insight into the process that someone might go through when they're going through the cleared hiring process. And maybe just for a bonus, some advice on how someone can really make it through that process unscathed.
Definitely. I have a dog myself, you know, so.
Oh, good. Then you understand. They only bark when you need them not to bark, don't they?
They're talking.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
In regards to candidates or job seekers understanding the cleared process, most of the positions that I'm working on right now require active seeker clearance, you know, because these candidates are ready to go, you know, in the process, you know, and at this time, some customers or clients are not willing to wait around, you know, to kind of get someone in the process because then again, it's never guaranteed, you know, as we've seen. We have a candidate who had been selected, you know, he did a fantastic job, you know, through the interview process, and the customer, the hiring manager liked him. Turns out that the seeker clearance that he had initially was never really put through the system, but they were willing to kind of expedite and put this process for him to go to. And for me to see that firsthand, what he's going through right now, it kind of sees that there's a lot of hoops, you know, there's a lot of people involved. And in terms of challenges, the hard part, I believe, for all parties involved is just waiting for things to happen. And there's not like a magic button, you know, there's not a magic wand where we could just make things, you know, happen, you know, with the snap of a finger. So the one thing I have to share to job seekers is, just be open, be communicative. You know, we're all here to kind of go to the finish line together.
So I was wondering if you could capture a moment in time when you had a real great success story that really made you feel good, that, you know, you really met everyone's expectations, yourself, your own expectations, your hiring manager's expectations, and also the candidate's expectations.
Absolutely. We had a position and they could not find anyone. Everyone that they came across was just not available. So I kind of just put some feelers out there on LinkedIn. And I had someone that I had previously connected with because I really enjoy seeking with open to work, you know, job seekers, you know, via LinkedIn. And they reached out and said, I'm interested. But it didn't just stop there because he needed to come on site. And on site means Mountain View, South Bay. He's located in Los Angeles. So after 2-3 times of being on site and kind of showing that he's willing to relocate, the customer kind of came back to us and said, we want to hire this person directly. We don't want to do the contracting. And so that kind of was a good curveball in a great way, because it felt like we weren't even looking to hit a home run, but we hit like a grand slam, you know, with that. So after kind of getting him in the system and getting his equipment together, we were able to kind of share with the client that he's able to relocate within 4 to 6 weeks. I think come mid-January, he started. And all I hear and see every quarter is great remarks. You know, whenever his name is spoken, whether it's verbally, through Zoom, or an all-hands meeting, it's always met with smiles, you know? And so whenever I have a good win, I like to, you know, take my friends, because that's who they are, you know, out to lunch. So I've already taken them out to lunch a couple of times and just kind of continue and strengthen that relationship that we do have. Because if this opportunity does not work out, you know, I definitely want to find him something else. You know, it's in my best interest to find someone and to kind of continue that relationship, you know, moving forward.
That's awesome. And it sounds like it all started with a LinkedIn connection. So maybe something that we would love to pick your brain about a little bit more are maybe some of the wins that you've seen using LinkedIn. Have you had any really good successful stories of people being able to connect via LinkedIn, or any advice you would give to those job seekers out there on how they can use LinkedIn as their friend?
Absolutely. I believe LinkedIn should be your best friend professionally. LinkedIn has become very friendly, user-friendly. I use the mobile app all the time, and it's so easy to connect with people as job seekers. I tell them, well, you're looking at LinkedIn jobs. You should be able to see the job poster. If you're just going to click apply and just wait, how beneficial is that for you? You know, because looking for jobs, it's easy, but it's time consuming as well. So I mentioned to them that you need to be proactive in your approach and set yourself apart. How can you do that? You know? And so if you're, as a recruiter, we get 50 resumes. I mean, but as a recruiter, we don't look at all 50 resumes. I mean, if resumes are being populated, you know, every single day, we're always looking at the top. You know, it's hard to go all the way to the bottom because it just gets lost in the shuffle. So either reapply, or as a candidate, you have to put yourself in the recruiter's shoes and say, you know what? Let me follow up with a message. If you can't send a message, well, you can either sign up to get an email or just send a connection request. Me as a recruiter, I have a growing 14,000 connections so far. So I'm always accepting everyone. You know, I'm looking to open up doors for myself, you know, and everyone else. So if I can't find a position, I'm always passing on, you know, resumes to my extended network and say, I have someone good. You know, I can vouch for them. I can recommend them, you know, because sometimes those recommendations go a long way, you know, they kind of push through the cracks. So as a job seeker, I tell them, do things differently. You know, if you are tired of looking at your resume, now's the time to kind of bring up a blank canvas, pour a glass of wine, grab a beer, get some coffee, have some fun with it.
You have some really, really great advice for job seekers, especially given the various different perspectives that you come to, you know, at looking at this. So how can our listeners get in touch with you, Naveed?
Well, first and foremost, I'm available on LinkedIn. I'm also available, you know, via text. Texting is like the new form, you know, of like quick communication. I use email. I got some communication apps like such as WhatsApp and Telegram. But I like to say I'm available, you know, 24/7, you know, depending on what the urgent needs are. If there's nothing available, you know, I will definitely communicate that and kind of, you know, continue this relationship that we're trying to, you know, build together. Because the one thing I tell job seekers, just because someone says no, it doesn't mean a no. It means like no right now, you know? So you got to do your due diligence and follow up. You never know. They might have another open position in a month, in 3 months, and you just checking in, putting a reminder on your calendar, which is pretty easy, then you'll be able to find something. I guess the world will definitely deliver, you know, to good people.
We just wanted to extend our sincere thanks for spending a little time with us this afternoon, sharing some outstanding advice for both the job seekers and just sharing all those great career opportunities. So thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Take care. So Naveed had some really good points when he was talking about recruiting in this space and having a very extensive network. And what I really loved is his comment about a no isn't necessarily a big flat no everywhere across the board. It's a no at that time, and to always keep following up. Rachel, what did you learn from Naveed today?
I think something that organically kind of kept surfacing, whether it was from Naveed's own personal circumstances, the way that he recruits, or the way that, you know, he was giving advice to potential job seekers, was just that perseverance, kind of, you know, alluding to what you just shared, but really about doing your research, making sure that you're out there networking. Don't just say, well, I tried, nobody responded, but really being proactive and active in your career journey. And I thought that was just a great reminder and great advice. So we had a great time with Naveed, and hopefully you had an equally awesome time out with us today. So we want to thank you for listening and hope you're able to get out there, follow our show, and join us again in the near future. We'll see you later.